Critics of the fiscal management of the campus foundations managed by the California State Universities, such as the Sonoma State Academic Foundation, say an inadvertent peek into the governance of those organizations has confirmed their concerns. The California Faculty Association, the union for UC and CSU professors, announced finding internal documents from top-level CSU administrators that acknowledge internal accounting problems, particularly the commingling of public funds from the state with contributions from private donors. CFA President Lillian Tays says those documents, found posted on a university website, show that the top officials involved know they have a problem.
There are things going on. They know there are things going on. They haven't made an effort to fix it, and they know they have a problem. And it's a little startling to see it in black and white, but they're terrified that they'll have an audit like the UC is having right now, and that the audit is going to reveal a big mess.
The minutes of meetings of the Chief Administrators and Business Officers, or CABO, of the 23 CSU campuses revealed they were aware of these issues at least as far back as last March. Tays says the minutes were probably not meant to be made public, and her organization discovered them by accident.
To be frank with you, we're pretty shocked to find that the minutes recorded top executives saying that the internal auditors have found an inappropriate commingling of taxpayer dollars with private donations and the other business revenues. So we didn't go looking for it, but lo and behold, there it was.
The inner workings of these so-called auxiliary organizations have been closely guarded by their administrators. They remain secret because they are not governed by California's Public Records Act. San Francisco State Senator Leland Yee's bill to change that passed the legislature last year, despite strong opposition from the university's leadership, including testimony that Yee says has now been shown to be false.
In an assembly committee, the representative from CSU literally just lied to everyone, saying that there was no commingling of funds, there is a firewall, there is separation, and then lo and behold, their own audit found that there was, in fact, commingling.
Yee's bill easily passed last year, only to be vetoed by Governor Schwarzenegger. Meanwhile, at Sonoma State, Lawrence Furukawa-Schlereth, the chief financial officer and vice president for administration and finance, says none of the concerns cited in those CABO minutes are issues locally.
At Sonoma State University, we participated in an audit of our auxiliary organizations. We have four of them. And that audit revealed no intermingling of any public or private funds.
Anyone wanting to review that audit can read it on the Sonoma State website.
I don't know how unique we are in the CSU, but we've chosen here to make all the information available. So some of the accusations that you hear about other organizations not having the information public is not the case here.
But SSU political science officer Andy Merrifield, a CFA officer, contends that a full audit of all the sheltered auxiliary organizations within the CSU system is still needed.
The auxiliaries and the foundations have $1.6 billion worth of assets. That's somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of all the money available for the California State University. The people who run it are employees of the university. Public money and private money is commingled.
In Sacramento, Leland Yee has won passage of a revised version of his Sunshine Bill, rewritten to accommodate the governor's objections. It is currently awaiting his signature. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.